Silence Music Radio Free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till
Rick Adams is on.
All right, we are back again with our co-host and cohort, Art from Philly. And we're going to take some calls in this hour. And also want to play that extended clip of Lindsey Graham on Fox, actually. The other one was from CNN. And we're going to, continue to discuss the current malaise and also what's going on in Europe now. It's very interesting with the elections for president in France and this latest false flag attack, if you will, that just happened to be at this critical juncture in this particular week to certainly add fuel to the fire. And with Le Pen and the conservative right, far left battling it out for control, it's going to be interesting to see whether or not this exodus from the EU takes place, as well as their economic collapse that they're forecasting. These countries in Europe are teetering just like we are here today. Well, let's go to the phones, 800-313-9443. We have Karen in Maryland, I believe. Hello, Karen.
Hi there. I will say that you cover things that Wynn Parker is not covering and Jeff Rentz is not covering and also Alex Jones is not covering. But actually, my request for you is, are you able to get your show so that we can call up and have it play back over the phone line? Because I know that Republic Broadcasting has a playback for some but not all of its shows. And there are other phone lines that have playbacks for shows also. There's one called Conspiracy Radio. There's one called Alt Media. But can you get your show on a playback line so that if we're not able to listen to it when it airs, we have the option of listening to it at another time?
Well, you know, we do have the archives. Sometimes they don't go up right away. Most of the time, they should be going up. We've had some issues, some problems. For the most part, we do have the archives. So if you go to the archives, when you come to republicbroadcasting.org, all you have to do is follow it to me, to my name, and you should be able to connect and hear the program.
Okay, I follow. Okay, I'm going to see if I can work with somebody. If you don't object, I'm going to see if I can work with somebody to get your show on a playback line, because sure. I don't know that just going to the archives is going to work for everybody that wants to listen. But, is that all right with you if I pursue that?
Well, of course you can, yeah. Yeah. I'm not the expert in technical matters, but the audio that we've had, has gone up, and sometimes we've had some issues, sometimes we've had problems accessing the archives, as you know, over the last few years, but most of the time now, it's up, it's clear, and it should go up the same day that I'm on today. It should be posted. So,
okay.
But if you want to try the phone lines and access, I don't know. Do you have a smartphone?
No. I'm one of the ones that does not fool with a smartphone, nor is it.
See, I don't either. So I don't blame you.
Yeah, it's not my goal to have one. But thank you. Carry on. I'll get off so that you can get onto somebody else. Carry on.
No, that's fine.
Thank you.
I'm glad you called. Thank you for your support. That means a lot. You know, we, like what she said was, I think, so indicative of people that are looking and searching. And, we're people out there tell me that from time to time, that we listen to a lot of shows. And we in the alt media, as we're called, are providing a service that certainly nobody else is doing, each in his own way. Now, where I come in, Art, you know, is a little bit different than yourself. As you know, my specialty is trying to wake people up spiritually as to who they are and what their destiny will be in this country we call America, which, as I say, encapsulates the tribes of Israel. And this country has a special manifest destiny. Whether we like that or not, it's going to happen the way God says it's going to happen. So that's my specialty, is getting people prepped up. Because I think that people have been let down over and over and over again, just in my lifetime. The last 5 decades, I've been watching this nonsense repeat itself about we're going to do this and we're going to do that, and this time we're going to win, and that's it. If it's not this year, well, it's all over. Well, I heard that 25 years ago. And somehow, by the grace of God, we have survived all these years because the time is not right yet. But we've reached the end of that road. So that's my ministry. My ministry is just telling people the truth. Bottom line is political action, fine. You can take economic action. That's much more important than political. And do what Art says. You know, what you say, Art, is very, very good. But as far as trying to affix a political solution to a moral problem, it just doesn't fit. You know, the pieces of the puzzle just don't fit. So this is why I'm here. I'm here to tell you that. And by the good graces of John Stadtmiller and RBN, here we are, still here. All these major companies, these major broadcasting companies are going through a lot of turmoil now and having big problems financially, but here we are here. I mean, we're still on the air. So there's a reason for it. You know, God has given us this little table in the midst of our enemies. So I think we should be all thankful for it, Art, and what we do.
Yes, and the reason I do this is for blood, not for anything else, because they came after me and my family.
Right, and you have every right to be that way, to feel that way. So, I mean, we take our hats off to the work you do, because I know that since you found us and we found each other, you have this website, and it's gotten out all over the planet. From what I hear, a lot of people are really, I don't know how many hits you get, but I can say that you have turned on a lot of people to who their enemy is right within their own backyard. Is there any way of measuring how many people you have been hearing from and reaching, Art?
I don't have that insight. That's something you would have from looking at your web systems there, but I hope it does wake up people, because, you know, they keep on giving us the illusion, though, it's the Russians, it's the Chinese, you know, it's the immigrants. No.
Yeah.
Who's actually letting this all happen? You know, this isn't happening in a vacuum, and that's where I can work with you and actually other people and show this is how it is. So, for instance, in my own community, we have a state senator, Mr. Mensch, who's pushing to allow, not allow, force all the kids in the schools to be vaccinated. Well, that sounds familiar, like somebody named Governor Jerry Brown, who did that in the state of California. The same Jerry Brown, whose father was an attorney general, state prosecutor, state attorney general for the state of California, that was on the take with mob boss Roy Cohen. Okay, nobody talks about that part of it, do they? So, you know, once you start seeing this, you know, politics in what we're dealing with is like a beauty pageant, in the sense that, you know, it's basically the reputation. And that's where you want to go after them. It's like they have no problem trashing me. You know, when I went through family court trying to destroy me as a parent, I have no problems doing it to them. I said I was going to find out who actually did this, set up the laws, and I did. And I had my life threatened a couple times because of doing that. But at this point, I know exactly who it is and what it is. And, you know, once if someone threatens your family, you don't give up. You know,
it's
different. A whole different level.
No, that's true. You pick up the sword, and you know, you just fight with a moral fiber that you have in your system, in your whole body. You know, you fight with all you have. You know, Braveheart. This is the Braveheart story that Mel Gibson gave, and you know, that's the sort of thing which people can model themselves after. The old Scottish right, you know, so to speak. And this is the tribes of Israel fighting, you know, all of the tribes. As I'm wending, you know, through Numbers now, the book of Numbers, we're seeing how they're all numbered. They're of each tribe. Their pedigree is shown, so they know who they are. Every tribe, you know, from Asher to Reuben, all of the 12. And nowhere in there do I find these so-called Jews. I don't find any of them in these tribes. I find them as being on the other side. The armies are being amassed. The hundreds of thousands of fighting men, the troops from age 20 up, are being trained in combat. And most of that combat is going to be, in combat against the enemy, the common enemy that we're fighting today. And they've been fighting them for these several thousands of years, going back in time. Of course, they did fight against each other, too, as we know. That's the problem, is that America has been turned upside down and brother fighting brother, whether here or overseas, and then picking up the, coffers, filling up the coffers. War is very profitable. And this is why men like Graham can basically speak for those bought and paid for souls in the Congress of the United States. In fact, right now, Sam, if we have time, let's play that clip, those parameters, the third clip here, okay, of Mr. Graham. Go ahead. Let's see if we can bring it up.
Big stuff on the world stage as well. Big national security challenges. North Korea, Syria. Now, Iran, under the radar last night.
Yes.
Secretary of State. The media narrative has been that Rex Tillerson is sort of this accidental, bumbling Secretary of State. He put together a pretty strong letter last night.
I am like the happiest dude in America right now. We've got a president and a national security team that I've been dreaming of for 8 years. So in 80 days, he's done more to correct the world, President Trump, than Obama did in 8 years. We sent a letter to our good buddy, the Ayatollah. Hey, knock it off. You've got this Iranian nuclear deal. You may be complying with it, but you're also destroying the Mideast. You're the largest state sponsor of terrorism. You captured our sailors against international law, humiliated them. You're firing missiles in violation of UN resolutions, where even the Russians voted for. So we're putting you on notice. If you continue this behavior, we're going to reimpose sanctions for your state sponsorship of terrorism and all the upheaval you're responsible for outside the nuclear agreement. To me, that has been music to my ears. Iran is running through the Mideast. They're toppling every government they can get their hands on. North Korea, if I were Kim Jong, whatever his name is, I would listen to Mike Pence. The fact that the Vice President of the United States went to the DMZ, looked across the way and said, we're watching you. Donald Trump is not going to let this nut job in North Korea get a missile to hit America. And if I were North Korea and China, I'd start thinking anew about the President of the United States.
Before you go, about a year ago, you and Donald Trump were not great friends.
Oh, but absolutely.
Now he's President of the United States. What's your relationship like?
He calls. I'm really pleased what he's done to rebuild our military, to restore our standing. I want to cut taxes and reform health care. He's got the best national security team I've seen since I've been in government. I am all in. Keep it up, Donald. I'm sure you're watching. Don't let these guys talk you out of being tough, because you need to be tough.
Senator, you
want to... Here you go. This is an ecstasy, a dream come true for Lindsey Graham. Isn't that just a sweetheart? And doesn't that tickle your fancy, Art?
Right. You mean the Lindsey Graham that says if he was president, he would make sure his entire cabinet is all Jewish?
That's the same one. And by the way, when he was mentioning all of these dastardly alleged deeds going on in the Middle East by the Persians, I was wondering, did he really mean to say Israel, not Iran? Was that just a slip, a Freudian slip?
I didn't catch that, but that's a good one.
Well, that's what he says. You know, he says that they're running around the Middle East and they're causing all kinds of trouble with our fleet out there in the Persian Gulf and the United States surrounding the Islamic Republic, lobbing missiles at the Syrian government, the Syrian people, stirring up a direct confrontation with the Russians. This is the sort of thing that's defensive, according to Mr. Lindsey Graham. But when Iran is positioning itself for self-defense with the Israeli government, lobbing missiles, invading, bombing targets in Syria, they've been doing it to Lebanon, they've done it to every other country in the Middle East, including assassinating scientists in Iran. Well, apparently they're the reason why all this is going on. I suppose I just didn't know how to add my arithmetic.
Are you talking about the same government that Netanyahu's involved with for stealing nuclear triggers for their atomic weapons from the U.S., as reported by the FBI? Are you talking about the same country that was involved with the Apollo affair near Pittsburgh, where we lost hundreds of pounds of uranium, and all of a sudden Israel has a nuke during the Nixon administration, and it was defended by the single bullet theory expert of the JFK assassination, Mr. Arlen Specter, who even all the way up through the Obama administration tried to get the Zionist Zelman Shapiro exonerated. Is that the guys you're talking about? The
same. Well, if it's spelled Iran, then it must be, according to Lindsey Graham.
Right.
Well, you know, it's funny that you should say all of this, because Mattis has given a press conference from, of all places, Bibi Netanyahu's palatial estate. Now, how do you like that? Secretary of Defense, Mr. Mad Dog Mattis himself. Jimmy, as they call him. What do you think of that, huh? Right there, he's making it pretty clear who he's taking orders from.
I agree. And it's a shame that we don't, you know, it's the old philosophy of Cicero, the enemy within.
Well, there you are. The enemy is right here at the gates, and he is what we just said he is. He's right in the tent. He's got his nose in the camel's tent, and he is the camel. So, again, they do it with a straight face, but let's face it. Truthfully, honestly, you and I both know that this is what the Roman Empire had become when it lost its republic, you see. It actually became an empire. So we understand that to be the case, that at the end, the empire was extended all over the planet, and they were waging war all over. They were chasing their terrorists. They were chasing their fanatics. And guess who wound up being destroyed from within? What? And they didn't bat an eyelash. I mean, you know, whether it was Diocletian or whether it was Caligula himself, who named, by the way, his horse a counselor. This is how low they sunk. And this is what is going to be the case in America. You know, when Donald Trump had Bibi Netanyahu in the first 30 days of his administration, I believe it was the first 30 days or 5 weeks, they had that nice little news conference, which very few carried across the country. I thought he looked exactly like a little boy in a corner with a little dunce cap on, and he was asking the teacher for permission to talk. It was so much displayed that it became unnerving, to say the least. All right, let's take some calls now. 800-313-9443. We have Art with us back again this week. Dave in Nevada is up. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Rick and Art. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I wanted to make a few comments about debt and Donald Trump.
Sure.
First of all, Wilbur Ross is the current Secretary of Commerce in the United States, and Wilbur Ross is a member of the Rothschild Group.
Mm-hmm.
But what I wanted to say was that I was at a recent investor meeting for mortgage-backed securities, and this owner of this investment group, he was basically saying before Trump got elected that the position of the Secretary of Commerce is the second most powerful position in the United States behind the president. That's what this guy was saying. He's elected for 5 years, and he cannot get unelected. There's nothing he cannot do. There's nothing he can do that will get him unelected. Wilbur Ross was one of the guys that bailed out Donald Trump when one of his
casinos
went belly up.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so what I'm basically saying is that Donald Trump owes a lot of people.
Well, it was a weird thing.
He can't get out of it, because once you owe those people, you have to do what they say.
Right.
And this is why he's surrounded by these people, is because he was bailed out. He's been bailed out, I don't know how many times, but these are all Rothschild companies.
Exactly. Stay on the line, all right? Stay where you are. Go ahead now. Don't go anywhere. We're going to take a quick break, all right? Come right back to you, and we'll return, Dave.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Okay, we're back, and I believe Dave is still on the line. Are you there, Dave?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and so I've read some of Donald Trump's books, and he's openly admitted in his books that if it weren't for a lot of these personal friends bailing him out, he would have completely, he would have disappeared. He would have been absolutely nothing. And he says that his friends, a lot of his friends disappeared because they weren't given favors. So Donald Trump is on the hook, and there's nothing he can do to get out of it. And with regards to Jared Kushner, I don't believe that, I'm not buying this whole thing that Donald Trump has been blackmailed once he got into office, and I'll tell you why. There's no way Donald Trump did not know who Jared Kushner was when he married his daughter off to Jared Kushner. He's not that stupid. Mm-hmm. And this is before he became president. So this whole idea that Donald Trump's been this and that when he became president is asinine. I mean, he already knew he was blackmailable before he became president. Look at all the people that he partied with for years. They're all in the same party group.
Yeah, yeah. Now, how far back in your estimation, Dave, does this go? How far back do you think they were grooming him for president?
Grooming?
Yes.
I don't know. the very least is when the very least the average person can use as evidence is a photograph with Donald Trump partying with someone like Bill Clinton. Mm-hmm. That's evidence that you're in with that group. The whole idea of fraternization or celebrating with people of that ilk automatically puts you in a compromisable position.
Yeah. I was thinking myself, going back to the 90s, and you remember we had the Ross Perot movement, and we know what happened to Ross Perot. He was basically extorted and threatened, and his family, if he formed this, this viable third party. There you go, Art, you know. He would be eliminated. They would be eliminated. Pat Buchanan was beginning to make inroads again in the Republican primary. And that's when Trump came out in the 90s. After Buchanan had written his book on World War II, The Unnecessary War, I noticed that Trump took a swipe at Buchanan going back that far. And I was saying, you know, it wasn't because Donald Trump had ever read the book or he could even understand it. It's because Donald Trump was preparing himself before the Synagogue of Satan while practicing in the mirror. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't be surprised if it went all the way back to the 90s. But to me, it's a matter of who you socialize with in those circles, because once you get into those circles and you start partying with these people, they've got photographs, they've got cameras, and your hands are tied behind your back. And the thing is, you already know it. And you don't care at that point because you've already made your billions and you're like, okay, I'm going to get in and I'm going to have to do what I have to do. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. At that point,
it's not
about,
oh, all of a sudden I became president. I didn't know Jared Kushner is this guy. Wow. He's working for these people. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. He's married to my daughter. I didn't realize this particular person is going to do all this stuff. That's asinine.
There are no accidents in politics, are there?
No.
Roosevelt said, and I believe him on that.
And the thing is, and real quickly before you let me go, the thing is, the reason why I think people voted for Donald Trump, and it's reasonable to a certain extent, is because people had such a hard-on against Hillary Clinton, they just couldn't handle having Hillary Clinton. They would just go for anybody else.
Of course, ABC. It was ABC all over again. 1980, anybody but Carter. And it became Ronald Reagan, you know, and, you know, he was an actor. And Art and I, well, we've talked about Reagan's background in the Screen Actors Guild and with the mob a long time ago, didn't we? Mm.
Right. And also, Donald Trump
has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
All right. Uh-huh.
So just kind of like let that sift into your brain for a few minutes. Yeah.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks for your call. Art... we're going to take a break now and come right back. And Barna will be up, and you as well. Come on, folks. You join us right now before the hour strikes midnight. Rick Adams Uncensored.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech. Quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath, head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we are back, folks. And, you know, Art, did you want to add anything to anything that we discussed with Dave?
Ties with the syndicate begin when he bought out the Resorts International out of Atlantic City back in the 70s, which is owned directly by Meyer Lansky. So it doesn't start in the 90s. It starts in the 70s, possibly the late 60s.
Right, right, exactly. And right up until the really the early 2000 era, and we know what happened on 2001. And, of course, Trump was smack dab in the thick of it in the real estate market. So you know how many shoulders he rubbed with the synagogue of Satanists, you see. He's anything but out of the loop. He knows the loop. He is in the loop. And the thing is, he is the dupe, because they make you an offer you can't refuse, you know. How many secret deals have been made for him? You know, the golden parachute? I don't know. The ego, the pride, just the arrogance of somebody like him who would want to be president and say, I was president. Maybe the last president of the United States, you know, before the end. And this is what, you know, it goes in your repertoire. You know, again, the man kings that people look forward to as solving their problems are the very people that extend the problems beyond Obama. I mean, who would have thunk it? Who would have thunk it? After W, we said it's time for change. So they gave us change. They gave us pocket change Obama. And Obama came along and registered a whole bunch of people, particularly in that depth of field and across America, the young, the disenchanted, and they all found out, hey, guess what? They were shortchanged again. So now we got the same on the other side of the spectrum, saying, hey, the great unwashed middle America, they've had enough. They've had enough of the left-wing years of Obama. And as you heard Lindsey Graham say, the do-nothing Obama, like he did nothing. He bombed Islamic countries. He bombed enemies of Israel over and over again. Tortured people who were suspects in crimes they perhaps never even committed. So, you know, it's the same, only now it's the hard right, as they call it. And America's ready for that. They want to resurface again. They're tired of being kicked in the shins, kicked in the pants by radical Islam and all those other lower races out there. And who's the one that's kicking them? Who's the one that's feeding them the Kool-Aid? Their best friend in the Middle East.
Right. Oh, now, I just want to make 2 points on Trump.
Sure.
When he built his Trump Tower in New York City, the concrete company he used was Ready Mix, was the same company that was the power broker for President Truman, tied in with the Kansas City mob.
Wow.
And also, when he had a dispute over ownership of one of his casinos in Atlantic City, he was supposed to take a helicopter trip with all his top executives. That helicopter basically crashed and burned. All the other guys got wiped out. So he's also had to basically make some retribution as a result of that. So that might actually play in our favor to some extent. I'm sure he remembers what they did to his top management of his company at that point in time. So,
yeah, as I say, he looks like the little boy in the dunce, you know, dunce cap in the corner, and he knows who the bosses are, and I don't think he's willing to do anything that JFK tried to do and cost him his life. So I think that's enough said on that subject. We want to move on now to other callers, and I think we have Barb in Florida up next. Hello, Barb.
Hi, gentlemen. Trump, actually, I was looking through some old papers, and he was on the agenda of the Reform Party over at a primary or something event over in Tampa, Florida, back in 1996. So
yes, he was. He had his his face and everything at the time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The other thing I called about is Representative Frankel was in the paper that she doesn't want Trump to be a cowboy, and it's so you know not. She says to go to Congress first before he takes any action against North Korea. I wrote a letter to the editor. Funny, I don't remember her admonishing President Obama for his drone activities, participation in Arab Spring, which resulted in death and destruction to our military and the suffering of civilians and chaos in the Middle East.
Yeah.
And also at the end, I put, she was a state representative, so in the rural community, she went out there and sat on a horse to identify with the people out there. And I said, I remember seeing her on a horse when she was trying to identify with the people of the Royal Palm Beach acreage. No, she wasn't a cowgirl. She's a city slicker. You know, she was. Yeah, she was the former mayor of West Palm Beach. And she did things, the whole new government complex, she went right ahead with it. They have a strong mayor now and ignored, you know, groups of people that were totally against spending all that money to build that whole new complex. But she forged on ahead.
Yes, she did. Frankel, they're a dime a dozen.
Mm-hmm. As my representative now, I had Deutsch before. Also, Obama, right before he left office under the Antiquities Act, he proclaimed 1.35 million acres in Utah and 300,000 acres in Nevada to be new national monuments. So we need to get that reversed.
I know. I remember that. He stole more land before he left office. It's just another slap in our face, you know. What do you expect?
Yeah.
All right, Barb, yeah. Thank you for your calls and your emails as well. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Good
thank
calls.
You.
Good calls. I think we got Susie in Arkansas next. Hello, Susie.
Hi. I really appreciate Barb. I have to tell you, she's always got something really good
mm-hmm.
to contribute.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, you were talking about how long was, you asked the question, how long was Trump groomed for this?
Yeah, how far back do you think he was
well,
groomed?
There's a young man, I'd say young, he's 40-ish, that is on one of our radio stations late in the evening. His name is Bradley Dean, and his organization is called the Sons of Liberty. And mm-hmm. he's a preacher, but he gets very political, and, you know, they're intertwined. And he was saying, now, he was never so big in favor of Trump. Of course, he wasn't in favor of the other either. But he said, you know, I think the last time I listened to him, he said they had been grooming Trump from way, way back. And by the sounds of it, when, who was it was saying, Dave was saying that he'd been bailed out by his buddies over and over, different people, and he was obligated to these people now. And so it was probably way back before that.
mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
why they all salvaged him so that he mm-hmm. could do their bidding at this point. Excuse me.
Well, that's evident that, you know, the fix is in. If the American public could understand just how fake elections are in this country from beginning to end, how the whole political landscape is totally in their pockets, they would do what we do or what we see happening in other countries right now in Venezuela for the wrong reasons. But you see, it would take to the streets. They would actually say, we're not voting anymore, because voting obviously doesn't matter. If it did, we'd be in jail for voting. That's what they do in dictatorships, you know, put you in jail. And you know what? I mean, we are a dictatorship. You know, Howard Phillips said it well years ago in the Constitution Party, which used to be the U.S. Taxpayers Party. He said, quite honestly, he said democracy, pure democracy, is a form of totalitarianism. You know, it's called majoritarianism, and the majority rules. But who is the majority? He who counts the votes and he who installs the candidates. That's why Dennis Kucinich could never, ever have been president. And Ron Paul, you know, take him or leave him for what he is or isn't. He could never have been allowed to sit in the White House. You know, Kennedy tried maybe to pull a fast one, and we know what happened to him. We know what happened to others. Warren Harding and others who started to turn the screws on the system. They're in control. They are always in control. That's their job. Their job is to be the termites within, to take down the foundation. And they're never going to change, because they can't. That's their job, Susie.
And, you know, I was thinking when you and, excuse me, I'm sorry, I just blanked on his name, and he's one of my favorite people. Your buddy there from Philly.
Dr. K?
No, he's right there right now.
Art, okay, Art.
Art,
yeah.
Thank you. I could think it was Pete, and I said, that's not it. Anyway,
that's all right. We all have those senior moments.
You two work so well together, because he tells you, and he's got everything strung together. I mean, it's like, it's really, I mean, he knows his stuff. And so he's telling you what's going on now, and you're explaining by your historical biblical why it's happening the way it is.
Exactly. We chime together very well. If only we could sell this to somebody, Art.
Oh, the other thing I was going to say was, you know how John talks about the three boxes, the soap box, the ballot box, and the cartridge box. Well, we don't have a ballot box. We have those stupid machines. And that's not a ballot box.
Right. Exactly.
And from the time they instituted those things, in fact, they knew before they put them in. I remember the discussion all about it and how easily they could be hacked. And sure enough, we don't get a true count.
You know, from the very process of getting to try to be president, or even now a senator or a congressman, ever since we took it out of the hands of the legislature and made it a direct vote, we've had no control. The mob and big money has always controlled the states and the senatorial races and little old Rhode Island. I mean, who ever thought a guy could, 1960, Senator Pell could buy his way into office for $1 million. He came from New York. He was the father of a diplomat in the State Department, hardcore left, you know, CFR all the way. And he beat out who was intended to be the former governor, who was intended to be and expected to be senator. He just bought the seat, and you couldn't get rid of him for four terms, you know, 24 years or so in the Senate. And this is why we have no control, absolutely no control over them, except through the economic boycott. And that's what matters, the economic factor. All right, Susie, thank you for your compliments and your call.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, Art, do I sound like I'm being too negative, Art? Or, I mean, you know, am I too preachy?
I would say, in some ways, yes. When I've actually challenged these people in elections, they only control them by a very, very razor-thin situation. They do not have this ever-present power that you think they have. There's a lot of people against them, and basically it doesn't take that much to tip them over. Okay, but if you do, realize they might tip you over.
Well, so. I mean, I that's the way I look at it as, you know, you have to look at it from divine perspectives as well, is that if God's in something, no man's going to stop it, but if he's not, forget it, you're going to lose. And this is why I have to take that plain. I don't mean to, and I'm not apologizing, I'm just saying I don't mean to make this just a religious podium. I'm not trying to do that. Trying to mix in a little dung in with you know, with the truth. But the thing is, I feel like, you know, if I don't tell people this, where we are now, I feel like I'm just doing no good at all, but just participating in the darkness without lighting a candle. You know, I mean, look, we do hold cards, yes, spiritual cards, most importantly. But let's use the economics. I mean, let's take the money out of the system and make it painful for them. Now they're experiencing that. Good. Well, that's your revenge, as you say, your blood money. And that's one way of doing it, you know, the sword. Right. Take the sword.
Right. But just let me say this. I've supported third parties in elections for congressional seats in Pennsylvania, and with merely $5,000 and with roughly about 5 weeks of work, we took out 10% of the vote from the existing candidate. Wasn't enough to get him out of office. But if I could do that with that small amount, what can be done?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So they're not as powerful as you think. And as far as making changes, do not try to do anything beyond a congressional seat, because you're spreading yourself out too thin to be successful. That's what I've also learned the hard way. So anything from all the way up to a congressional race is fair game. You can actually do that and make a big difference, even as a single person. You know how to go about doing it. Just simply understanding marketing 101. You know, it's a mispersonality. You just point out to the public all their misdeeds, and they'll do the rest.
Yes, and you can beat some of these institutions at their own game. You know, the credit card industry and arbitrage. There are ways of creative accounting and financing that you can actually turn the tables on them and use it to their advantage. Now, that doesn't mean you're winning your country back by a long shot. I didn't say that. But, as you said, you have the keys, the cards in your hands to do to them what they have done to us for centuries. Okay? And the economic boycott, as you know, the very term was created by that synagogue of Satan tribe. That's how they brought down Germany, to destroy Germany after World War I into World War II. And this is what they're doing to us today. They did it in Russia. They did it through agriculture and economy and having the guns. And this is why one man said years ago, don't ever let them have your gun. If you let them have your guns, you have no freedom. Because that is the way they came to power in Europe without even firing a single. As Joe McCarthy used to say, they came to power without firing a single shot. And that's true. They didn't have to. They had the pen. You know, they had men like George Marshall, who became Secretary of State after the Army. And he boasted that he disarmed the nationalist Chinese in mainland China so that the communists could take control and kill upwards of 70 million people. Would you call that a so-called Holocaust or genocide?
I think it would certainly fit in that category. I think, as a matter of fact, the number one of all the Holocausts in the entire history of the American, of entire history of the planet, for that matter.
I mean, you know, Cardinal Yu Ping testified to that effect. He was the cardinal. And he saw the executions. He saw what Mao Zedong and Zhou Enlai did. And these men are heroes to Steven Spielberg, aren't they? Huh? Well, all right. We'll come back with Terry, I think, and Tom in Utah when we return with Art. And thank you for supporting us and RBN. Rick, 458 at Cox.net.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
NoPlaceForCorruption.com is Art's website. Quickly, let's take a couple of calls if we can, Art. Jerry or Terry in Texas, is it? Come on up. Hello? Yes, that's you. You're on.
Okay. Rick, Art, quick backfilling on some of your comments. I want to say, Rick, I've never heard your show, but I've listened to your program many times and really think highly of it, but I've never heard your show.
Mm-hmm. I get you.
And of course, you know, piggybacking on your comment about how they control everything, of course, the thing that always comes to my mind is that discourse between Christ was enlightening us to that years ago, the discourse between Pilate and Jesus, when Jesus before Pilate, and Pilate wants to know if he's king of the Jews, and he says to him, "Are you saying this on your own initiative, or did others tell you about me?" Which indicates that he was just a puppet back then, like today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He became the creature of the mob. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Trump, you probably heard. Oh, by the way, before I forget, I'm surprised you didn't mention it because it's been rammed down our throat all week. Starting Monday, the most important day of the entire year, Holocaust Remembrance Day.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for that. I'll be sure to make my deposit at the local synagogue. Yeah,
you've got, you know, that's been nothing but articles all week about it. They actually want to celebrate. They're now talking about celebrating the whole week, how important it is.
Well, why don't we just have a Holocaust Day on the calendar?
Yeah, why don't you just fill in every day? Make every day Holocaust Remembrance Day.
While they're shutting down power, the only power station in the Gaza ghetto, they're depriving them of necessary services that even a slave would receive in the old plantations. You know, this is an outrage.
Yeah.
What one expects.
You've got one more call, so I'll make my quick comment.
Thank you.
Heard this week, Rick, he was meeting with the prime minister or president of Italy, you know, it was classic. And, of course, him bloviating and saying, you know, going on about all the Italians knew, and then he comes out, you know, oh, great, Pavarotti. He and I are great friends. Pavarotti or Pavarotti, the famous Italian singer.
Yeah, yes.
We're great friends. He's been dead for 10 years.
I know. Well, he saw the planes go through the towers, too, you know. All right, Terry, thank you.
All right.
Tom in Utah. Let's see if we could squeeze you in quickly, Tom.
Yeah, Rick, you're in Las Vegas, or where are you at?
No, well, the studio's in Texas. I'm in Rhode Island.
Oh, you're in Rhode Island. Oh, okay.
Yes.
For some reason, I was thinking you were in Nevada.
No, I'm
anyway,
not that far west.
Not that far away.
I'll be heading east to Jerusalem someday. Okay, go ahead. What did you want to say? Not much time, Tom.
I come to realization. You know, in 2001, I got sucked out of my blissful retirement and had to go to battle for saving families. And I spent in the last 17 years probably nearly a full year time total in Washington, D.C. Of course, people say, well, why do you spend your energy going to D.C. when you know they're not going to do anything to remedy the problem? And I said, well, the Constitution demands that I do that. But I've got, you know, John was talking about the cartridge box, but there's four other items I believe we have to have, and you're helping supply that. Number one, intelligence. Number two, empathy. Number three, integrity. Number four, good health and the strength to do what we need to do.
All right. We're out of time, Jerry. I'm sorry, Tom. We're out of time. I'm getting rushed off the air. Thank you for getting those bullet points across, though. You said it all. Thank you, AR. Take care. God willing, next week. Thank you all. Rick Adams, good night.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's A-P-P-S-A-P-A-R-T.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.